Welcome back to the Panthers Halftime Show. Ohio Dominican with a 17-6 advantage over Ashland at halftime. Let's now head back out to Jack Miller Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale. And Todd, one big theme I noticed during the first half, even though the Panthers are a little banged up, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, they're still hanging in there and they're putting up a pretty good fight against the Eagles.
Yeah, defensively, and Matt, you talked to a coach there at halftime, and he said, "Ben, don't break," and that's what we said. Just, you know, keep them in front of you. Don't give up the big play, and make them earn every yard that they've gotten, and they've been able to drive the ball, but we've seen them just about every possession make some sort of mistake. Panthers have capitalized on it, and that's why they've got a 17-6 advantage right now. Oh, hold on, partner. Hold on. If you grab that other mic, it would probably work. Not now. All right, go ahead. Try it again.
A little bit of hardware. Issue there, yeah. What were we talking about? No, just kidding. Yeah, I got to give a lot of credit to the defense. That was a huge question mark coming in, being injured, and pretty much across the whole defensive line, knowing what we were facing in terms of Ashland's their running game and their quarterback who can both throw the ball and get mobile and get loose. And I think that's a perfect way to put it, is that we've bent, but we haven't gotten broken, and we're just going to have to do a lot of the same in the second half. Not a whole lot of breathing room, 17-6 going into the third quarter, and just got to get some more points on the board and keep getting those defensive stops.
All right, let's run down some of the numbers in the first half. First off, for the total offense, Ohio Dominican ran just 25 plays, but 231 yards of total offense. 12 rushes for 65 yards, balanced again between Nichols, 5 carries for 38, Brandon Schoen, 7 carries for 27. How about the day for Mark Miller in the first half? 11 of 13, no interceptions, 183 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ronald McLeod, 5 catches for 94 and a touchdown. Des Stewart, 3 catches for 58. Casey Williams, 2 catches for 26 and a touchdown. For Ashland, they ran 17 more plays than ODU, 42 plays, but for just 162 yards. 28 rushes for just 71 yards in the first half. Anthony Taylor had 20 carries for 83, but Trayvon Chapman, 7 for minus 20. A couple of sacks in there, and also he had to recover a fumble. I think the most important number, though, is the fact that the Panthers have held them to just 2.5 yards per carry in the first half. Ashland averages almost 6 yards per carry. So that's some of the highlighted numbers. Time of possession, huge advantage for Ashland. Again, the plays, but right now it's the Panthers leading on the scoreboard by a score of 17-6. We'll be back in a few moments for second half kickoff. Charlie, to wrap up the first half back at the studios.
Thank you very much, Todd. And again, we talked about how this is a really critical stretch for Ohio Dominican going forward. Game today against Ashland, and then the Thursday night primetime game against Findlay. Oh, by the way, a little bit of an update for you on that game. 5:02 to go in the second quarter. Tiffin is still tied with Findlay at 7 apiece. Verlon Reed, the quarterback for the Oilers, who has been putting up great offensive numbers as of late for Findlay, he has tossed 2 interceptions in that game. We'll have more from Jack Miller Stadium after this commercial break. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
What do you want your college degree to say about you? A degree from Ohio Dominican University says you demand more from your college education. It says that ethics and values are important to you, that you appreciate perspectives offered by experts in their field, that you value having a voice in the classroom, that you don't just want a job, but a fulfilling career you can be proud of. That's what your degree from Ohio Dominican University will say about you. Discover more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Let's now send it back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale for the start of the second half at Jack Miller Stadium.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. As Brent Wally has the ball teed up to our right, and we are ready to go here for the second half. Wally will be kicking it away here. From our right to our left, clouds have taken over here at Jack Miller Stadium on what was a picture-perfect day. A little overcast now as this kick will drive Settlemyer back into his own end zone. Out to the 15, hit at the 20, 25, 30. Bang down by Lewis at the 37-yard line. Good field position here for Ashland to start this second half. Trayvon Chapman, quarterback for Ashland in the first half. 10 out of 14 passing for 91 yards. He did have a touchdown pass but was sacked three times in the first half of play by this Panther defense that just continues to pile up big sack numbers on the season. And right now, Anthony Taylor is on pace for 40 carries in this game. We'll see if they keep feeding them here in half number two. For the Eagles going left to right, they will move tight end Alex Renner over here to the near side. Ball left hash mark. And on first down and 10, Chapman will hand it off on a stretch to Taylor, and the Panthers drop him for loss. Billy Akins was back there, and so was Cody Culbertson, who Matt had nine tackles in the first half of play for the, I'm going to start calling him the little missile out of Bishop Reedy.
Yeah, the big thing on that play was Cindy Omame getting containment there on the left side, and they were able to come in on the back end and just swallow him up and drop him for a loss.
They have lost now 51 yards today. Second down from the 34-yard line. Just underway, 17-6, Panthers start of the third quarter. Bring Settlemyer motion near side, Chapman to throw against four. They hit Taylor out of the backfield. 40, 45 first down to the Panthers, 48 and down there. So they hit Taylor, who slipped out of the backfield. He doesn't make many catches. That's only his sixth of the season, but a good check down by Trayvon Chapman.
Yeah, everybody was covered deep thanks to the ODU Panthers secondary, and Taylor slipped right out of the backfield there, got underneath, and nice job by Trayvon Chapman to check down and see the open running back out of the backfield and get a bunch of yards there.
That is the 14th first down for Ashland in this ball game, but they had only 6 points in the first half. From the 47-yard line, Chapman will give to Taylor on a delay to the right. Brad McCurdy hits him, and they finally bring him down at the 40-yard line. Gain of 7 for the junior from Arlington, Virginia. He's going to be closing in on 1,000 yards before this day is over. Sixth in the conference with 6 touchdowns coming in, but 4 of them came last week in their 62-10 win over Lake Erie. Second down and 4 after the gain of 6 on first down. Eagles in the all-purple today, pants and tops and headgear, and they get the Panthers to jump offside. Free play now for Chapman, throwing right, and it's going to be incomplete. Boy, Pico almost made a highlight reel catch, but the Panthers were offside anyways, and the 5 yards is going to give them a first down.
Nice coverage there in the secondary. Had two guys on Pico. Culbertson and Daytwon Harris there. Got some hands and faces there. Was able to break up the pass.
Fifth penalty against the Panthers. None against Ashland in the first half. But again, that's not a surprise. They are the least penalized team in the country. So first and 10 now from the 36-yard line for the Eagles, trailing 17-6, opening possession, third quarter. Trayvon Chapman, freshman out of Kent Roosevelt High School, working under center this time, and he'll hand to Taylor. Hops his way to the right with a hole. 30 to the 25, broke a tackle, and he's gone. Anthony Taylor will go 46 yards for an Ashland touchdown. Well, we talked about his explosiveness and how he has touchdowns or runs of over 50 yards, it seems, every week. That was not 50, but it might as well have been. It could have been 100, and he would have gone the distance there.
Yeah, it was a nice job by the Ashland offensive line on that play. Opened up some holes. He was able to get into the secondary, and McCurdy was there, and Daytwon Harris, and he just kind of did a little juke move and slipped right past him, got in the open field, and got into the end zone.
So Anthony Taylor with the long touchdown run, and now the extra point coming up here for the Ashland Eagles. And in fact, they're going to end up going for 2 because they failed on an extra point earlier in the game. So here in the third quarter, they're going to play the roll the dice here and go for 2. Ball will be on the left hash mark. Settlemyer will go in motion to the left. Chapman looking, throwing right side, and it's incomplete. Daytwon Harris almost intercepted it, and the 2-point conversion fails. 12:46 to play third quarter. It is now Ohio Dominican 17 and Ashland 12 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Daines back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of upsets brewing in top 25 action at Division 1A. Number 25, Missouri, leading Georgia 28-13 with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. And Texas leads number 12, Oklahoma, 29-13 with 7:22 in the third quarter of that game. Back out to Jack Miller Stadium, rejoining Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
12:46 to play here in the third quarter. Ashland has answered with a touchdown here to start this third quarter and have gotten it to a five-point game as the kickoff by Mullins is away and will be taken by Mark Nichols at the five. Coming up the numbers now to the 20. Broke a tackle, 25-30. Cuts back at the 40-yard line. He's into the open, and he is going to go. Mark Nichols to the 30-yard line. One man still trying to get there. Nichols will put the stiff arm out, and he's in. Touchdown, Mark Nichols. Another special team score for the Panthers. And right back into the end zone. Unbelievable. Once he got to the sideline and cut back, it became a foot race with Quentin Scott, and he stiff-armed him at the five-yard line.
Yeah, out here about midfield, Todd, I was hoping he was going to see that little hole to the left because he was kind of hugging that sideline, and he saw it and burst right through it, cut across the field, changed directions. Looked like he ran out a little bit of steam here at the 10-yard line, but got that stiff arm and came right back, got into the end zone to extend that lead.
And Brent Wally to come out with the extra point. A little bit of a low snap, but Snyder puts it down. In fact, yep, that was Snyder, and the extra point is good. How about that? The Panthers had only one kickoff return in the 10 years of the program history, and now they have two within 3 weeks. And both of them were, well, one Mark Nichols and one Abe Johnson. That's the second kick return in the program history for Mark Nichols. Had one a couple of years back against Central State. And that one right there. My, oh, my. And this was a special teams that Ashland last week, they limited Lake Erie to only 19 yards on their kick returns last week, which there were a lot of kick returns because Ashland was kicking off about every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there may not be a better return team in the country in Division II than Ohio Dominican. That is now three return touchdowns, two kick, one punt.
Well, we were kind of talking about that earlier with kind of the nail biter at Walsh last week. We didn't have that luxury on special teams. And then we saw earlier in the year with Grand Valley State, it was so important. And special teams are coming into a huge role in this game, Todd. We got the kick return for a touchdown. Ashland missed an extra point. They missed the two-point conversion here, and all that adds up to an even bigger lead here for the Panthers.
A 95-yard kickoff return. That is the longest in school history. A short kick here, fielded by Ashlyn Soucy at the 30. And then Martavius Lewis makes a special teams tackle at the 36-yard line. Well, the defense now has to go right back out onto the field. 24-12, Panthers with the lead now.
You know, Todd, I'm sorry, Mark Nichols kind of didn't give me a chance to say this, but I was going to mention that last offensive possession that we could would have potentially gotten would have been really important to get some points on the board because Ashland marched right down and got a touchdown, kind of put the defense on their heels, and you've got to make a stand here, but you couldn't ask for anything more than that special teams touchdown.
Anthony Taylor's first carry on this possession will garner him five out to the 41. Justin Bell will make the tackle. 12:15 left, third quarter, 24-12, Ohio Dominican on top. Anthony Taylor still going to get a steady diet of the football here in this third quarter. That's one thing for Ashland right now, being down the two scores, still a long ways to go. They don't have to get out of their game plan. Panthers' goal was to try and slow this run down enough to make them more one-dimensional with Chapman through the air, but he's had a decent day throwing. Second down and five from the 41-yard line. Taylor single back, play fake to him, going to roll out to the far side, throws downfield, and it's going to be almost intercepted, and boy, would Billy Aikens like to have that one back. That was the same pass play in the first half that if he was a step behind or would have had a pick, this one hits him in the hands and he drops it.
Yeah, Susie was running that little post route out there in the flat, and he kind of lost his footing a little bit, and I don't think Chapman saw it. He was rolling out to the left. And Susie slipped a little bit. Aikens was there. Johnny on the spot. Unfortunately, he couldn't hold on to it.
So it'll be third down coming up for Ashland and five. They need the 46 for a first down. Chapman with two receivers to either side. Panthers are coming straight up the middle. Chapman rolls this way to the near side. He stiff arms Culbertson. Now looks downfield as he throws. He's hit, and it's out of bounds. Looking for Dan Pico. Dominic Clegg and... Cody Culbertson were right there. Culbertson couldn't quite bring him down, Chapman's strength, but then he threw it out of bounds, and the Panthers will get it back.
Culbertson got a Chapman hand in the face on that one and a little stiff arm, but nice pursuit by Clegg, and Culbertson put Chapman under pressure and just forced him to throw it away downfield. Clegg got a nice hit on Chapman, too, knocked him down on the ground.
We saw this in the first half as Rocco, the punter, is out there, lines up like he's going to take a snap at quarterback. Now he's standing about 6 yards deep here. He's going to reshift. It's still fourth down. Now Rocco will take a step back, and they almost blocked it. Man, it's so dangerous. Fair catch signaled for by Justin Bell at the 25-yard line. On fourth and five right there, do you really think they're going to chance it and go for it with your third-string quarterback slash punter out there? And they nearly, Culbertson almost got a hand on that.
Yeah, especially deep in their own territory like that. And considering Ohio Dominican has all the momentum right now, you know, Ashland came out of the half. It started out with the ball, marched right down the field, had all the momentum in the world. They played that defer to the second half game, and it ended up working out for them. Got within five. Missed the two-point conversion, and then we come right back out, and Mark Nichols goes 96 yards for the kickoff return for the touchdown, and I don't understand that approach there with that fake punt.
It all worked out for him. They got the punt away good, and now Brandon Schoen on first down from the Panther 25 will rumble 5 yards to the 30. I'm going to play that next score game here again. Yeah. Now, the next score could make it 31-12 or it could make it 24-19, depending on who scores next.
That's kind of what we were talking about there in the first half, and that's kind of been the theme throughout today's game.
Second down and five after the gain of five for Brandon Schoen. Panthers right to left in the all-white. Snap back to Miller. Throws out here to Stewart. He's got the catch up to the 35, to the 39. First down Panthers after a gain of 10 on the reception by Dez Stewart. Came in for today, sixth in the conference in yards per game. And he'll give ODU another first down. This is their first offensive possession of the second half after the kick return by Nichols. Boy, Miller now 12 out of 14 on the day. From the 39, play action pass. Miller plants, throws right side for Abe Johnson, and that's out of bounds. Again, he had a defender right in his face and just chucked it away. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, I don't know. They had Nate Weeks right there in the seam, wide open, the tight end kind of in his tight end halfback position rolled out. Mark Miller must have just not seen him because he was getting was a little bit under duress and had a hand in his face. But smart move for him to throw it away and not try to force anything.
Second down and 10 from the 39-yard line. And Miller will give to Brandon Schoen. Good blocking on the right side, but good defense as well. And they tackle him for only a gain of yard. Boy, I thought that was going to be a nice big play. But Zach Olszewski, a redshirt freshman out of Pickerington North, will make the tackle. And it'll bring up third down at about 9.
Yeah, nice pursuit by that defensive line in the secondary and national linebackers to kind of sniff out that play. And Brandon Schoen looked like he was trying to kind of hide the ball. I don't know if it was some sort of deception type of tactic on his part, but faced here with a long third and 9 and a big play right here to try to get the first down and hopefully into Ashland territory.
Johnson and Stewart to the near side, McLeod to the right, ball right hash mark with Nichols in the backfield. Third and 9. Miller takes it, looking over the middle, throws, and it's incomplete. Boy, he was staring down Abe Johnson, and that was nearly intercepted. So it'll be fourth down as Phil Galaska, a junior linebacker out of Strongsville, wishes he had that one back. So the Panthers will go one first down, and now they'll have to come out and punt the football away. And Mikey Snyder, who averaged 35 yards a kick in the first half, will come out here for ODU. And back to receive will be Dan Pico and Vance Settlemeyer. They're back near their own 20. Again, a pretty good breeze behind Snyder. standing from his own 25. And he will get the football away. Good, good. Boot all the way back to the 10-yard line where it is taken. And a tackle by Tyler Hayes. The long snapper for the Panthers got down there and made a big-time tackle on Mike Taylor. And Ashland will have it at their own 11-yard line. That is a 50-yard kick by Mikey Snyder and no return.
So. Nice special teams play there by the senior, 6'4", 260 man. Moves pretty quick
for a
big fella.
So Hayes, very valuable to this offense, or to this football team with his long snapping. And it'll be first out of 10, Ashland from their 12. They are deep to our left. And on first down, give to Anthony Taylor. Just kind of skips his way through the hole and will pick up a couple. We talk about the patience and the vision by runners, and that was one thing Coach Conley talked about in the pregame, is how he just needs that little crack, and he's able to find it. Takes that handoff, and then it's always kind of, I won't say it's a stutter step, it's kind of a skipping type step to gain him a little bit of a seam, and he picked up two there. Has to check out. I think he's got a helmet problem, so Vance Settlemyer will replace him here. And they'll go eye in the backfield on second down and 8. Football out at the 14-yard line. Ashland trailing 24-12. Chapman a hard count. Panthers showing blitz as Akins will dive off the corner. Now he'll go back and guard his receiver here on second down. And Chapman with the play clock at 4, barking out signals, and he's not going to get this play off. And they don't. Ashland has to burn a timeout. How about that? All that dancing around by the Panthers that just could have been masking the fact that they were coming. And Ashland has to burn a timeout. 8:55 to play, third quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 24 and Ashland 12 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. They are now at halftime, and Finley holds a 14-7 lead over Tiffin thanks to a 29-yard touchdown pass from Verlon Reed to Lloyd Henry. Now back out to Jack Miller Stadium, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
We will see Verlon Reed and those Finley Oilers on Panther Field in 5 days, Thursday night, 8 o'clock kickoff. That should be quite an offensive battle there, seeing Verlon Reed, who quite a story for him out of Marion Franklin High School in Columbus, went to Ohio State, suffered a very bad knee injury covering a kick in his freshman year, and has transferred to Finley, where he is now playing quarterback after playing wide receiver at Ohio State. Second down and 8. Back to action. Sling it out here to the near side. Settlemyer the catch to the 15. Sidesteps one and dives out to the 23. That's quite an effort by Vance Settlemyer to pick them up a first down.
Yeah, credit David Soucy on that play. He got out there and got one-on-one with Cody Culbertson and got a nice block to bust him loose and get the first down for the Eagles.
Just to finish that thought on Verlon Reed, he has stepped into that Finley offense after Clay Belton, the 43-year-old, finally graduated from Finley. And he has done a nice job for the Oilers. And we will see them in town on Thursday night. First down, Ashland from their own 23-yard line. And it's Anthony Taylor. Cuts back right into the hole. And then Mason Sawicki grabs the hold of him and drops him at the 25-yard line. Sawicki, a true freshman out of Scioto High School in Dublin, has done a nice job today. This defensive line, Sawicki, Luke Carruthers, Jordan Murph, Sidney Omame have done one whale of a job of holding their own. DJ Perdue out there as well. And maybe not the depth and the rotation that the Panthers have had after losing a couple of players this past week and in last week's game, but they have done a nice job. And, boy, they've been out there a long time today.
Yep.
Second down and 8 from the 25-yard line. Eye backfield and Chapman on a stretch handoff to Taylor, sweeping right, nowhere to go. Cuts back and from behind, Cody Culbertson makes a tackle on what was about to be a huge play.
Yeah.
He'll gain 2, and Cody Culbertson, who pursued from the other side, ended up circling in behind and tripped him up.
Yeah, he's on a different level today, Todd. He's out there making play after play, and Whether he's in the backfield or out here on the edge, he's a heat-sinking missile, I think called him earlier.
Anthony Small, Mason Sawicki come in defensively now. The Panthers have five on the line of scrimmage on third down and five for Chapman. They need to get to the 33-yard line. Two receivers to the left. Chapman looking that way. Throws, and it is batted down, and it is incomplete. And Cody Culbertson, all of 5'10", maybe, leaps into the air and bats it down for a pass breakup.
Got a hand on it and almost had a chance to intercept it. It popped straight up, and I think he had a hand on it maybe in the pile, but wasn't able to come down with it. Doesn't matter. Fourth down, deep in their own territory. You should give the Panthers here some good field position. Maybe able to put something together here and maybe get some points on the board again. Stretch that lead out.
See if Justin can get a return here. It's tough against this right-footer T.J. Rock, and Bell's going to have to fair catch another one at the 30-yard line. One of the best in the conference, averaging 43 a kick, lots of hang time into the wind, and no return for Justin Bell. But the Panther defense does its job again and will give the offense the football back at their own 30-yard line. 6:51 to play in the third quarter, and Ohio Dominican leads by a score of 24-12, trying to extend their season record to 6-0 and would be 5-0 in conference play. And would have a nice little advantage here in the GLIAC South. First down and 10, Mark Nichols will open up at running back here on this possession for the Panthers. Out of the pistol formation, Weeks moves in motion to the left. They hand it to Nichols, cuts back to his right, up into the hole, ran right into Jamie Meter, and he'll gain about a yard on the play. If you recall that game against Grand Valley, the Panthers had only 22 yards rushing in the first half, but ended up with well over 200. Now, here was a day where the Panthers had 65 yards rushing in the first half and only 12 carries, so you wondered if they would go more to the ground game in the second half, but right now this Ashland defense is still... They're very bad to the bone up front there. Second down and 9 coming up now as Nichols remains in the backfield and Miller will look to throw. Steps up, dumps it off. Nate Weeks catches the 31, backs his way to the 32, and finished off right there by Schwiedermeyer. That's only going to be a gain of a yard, and we'll bring up third down and long here for the Panthers.
Yeah, a lot of action and movement on that last play on the second down. To only get a yard, we had some streaking receivers and Mark Nichols out of the backfield, but you got to credit the linebackers and secondary. They're good coverage on everybody downfield, and Mark Miller's only option there was Nate Weeks to get a yard, and big play here in third down out by they're about their own 32-yard line.
Panthers, oddly enough, have not converted a third down today. And Miller, pressured, throws. Nichols the catch. That's going nowhere. Teron Sanders, defensive lineman, was right there and makes the play. So a very quick three and out on that play, or on that possession, I should say. And the Panthers have still not converted now on a third down today. They're 0 for 5.
Yeah, that's going to be something on the stat sheet that really sticks out this week, on this short week going into Finley on Thursday night, and something the coaches are going to be, I'm sure, have a point of emphasis this week in practice, is that you got to convert in those situations.
Snyder's last kick was officially 48. Two back to receive here for Ashland, standing at their own 30. Snyder gets it into the air, and it'll be fielded by Taylor at the 30, and Warren Shields... Is that him? No, that is Colton Skinner down on special teams to make the tackle for Ohio Dominican. Well done. So the ball will be at the 31-yard line, first down and 10 now for Ashland. And boy, after a electrifying start to this third quarter, Ashland marched right down the field, and then a 46-yard touchdown run by Anthony Taylor. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Mark Nichols returned at 95 yards for a touchdown, and we've had no scoring since. First down and 10 for the Eagles, and they'll go eye in the backfield as Logan Slavinsky, a tight end, will be a blocking back here. And Chapman play fake on first down, rolling to the left, being pressured by Omame, and Chapman able to fight forward and pick up a couple. But Sidney Omame, sophomore out of Westerville North, makes a good play there to force Chapman to run the football.
Yeah, he had Pico wide open downfield, running out of the seam into the left flat, and I just think that Chapman was under too much pressure to really get it off and get it downfield. And nice play by the defense once again with Ashland pinned deep in their own territory, around the 31-32-yard line.
Doesn't go as a sack as Chapman picked up a yard, but only one, so it's second down and 9. And on second, they give to Taylor. Taylor cuts to the 30 and down right at the 33-yard line. Justin Bell and Cody Culbertson. Culbertson was held on that play. Still made the tackle. And it'll be third down and 7.
Culbertson wrapped him up and tossed him down on the ground like it was some kind of WWE match. But nice pursuit once again. He's living in the backfield just as much as Taylor is today. And he's got my vote as the defensive player of the week.
Well, how about this? Between Culbertson and Bell, they have 21 tackles today. They teamed up for one right there. Third down and 7. Chapman will have two receivers left, one to the right. They need the 41 for a first down. Taylor to the right of Chapman as he takes the shotgun snap. Steps up, runs to his right. Warren Shields missed him to the 35-40. He's got the first down as he stays inbounds at the 45-yard line. Well, the shiftiness of Trayvon Chapman is going to garner them a first down as he just got to the 45. And Warren Shields just kind of slid down his uniform and couldn't hang on to it.
Yeah, I tried to make that tackle. He kind of, Chapman kind of shook him loose trying to make that shoestring tackle, and he got loose and was able to come out to the near side and get the extra yards in the first down.
For the Eagles, first down and 10. This is an offense that can run the clock. They had an 8-minute possession in the first quarter that ended up with a blocked field goal. First and 10. Chapman stepped forward, hands to Taylor on the read. Up to the midfield stripe and ridden down by Sawicki on a good 8-yard gain on first down for Anthony Taylor, who is now approaching 150 yards in this ball game today. But they're going to be 150 or 200 tough yards today for Anthony Taylor, who's up to now 29 carries on the day already with still 235 and counting in the third quarter.
They're certainly making him earn each one of those yards.
Second down and 2. Backfield in an eye with one receiver right, two tight ends. Ball right in the middle of the field. Chapman gives to Taylor, and he's hit and will drop for a loss behind the line of scrimmage. All right, Culbertson's one of them. I just assume that. And Sawicki is another.
How could you not block him?
Maybe they can't find him. That's a yard loss. 3rd and 3 now coming up for Ashland.
You've got to imagine the way Ashland's been playing this game. If Ohio Dominican gets a stop on this third down and about 3 or 4, that they might go for it on fourth down.
I agree. Third down play coming up. They have to get to the Panther 45 to move the chains. Backfield and an eye, wide outs to either side. Chapman toss sweep. Taylor has to cut back. 50 to the 45, to the 40, down the right sideline, and down finally at the 25-yard line. Gain of 23 and a first down.
Hey, Todd, Nico Tanksley was out there on pursuit, and the line judge was right in front of him, and I don't know how he didn't throw a flag for a hold on that.
I was waiting either. You didn't say it, I was.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why Taylor was able to get loose and get that many yards. I don't know what he was looking at.
Boy, Coach Conley out onto the field, even on the other side of the field, they saw that one. It's easy to lead the country in penalties when they don't throw any on you. First down from the 25-yard line. Trailing 24-12, Chapman to throw. Rolling to his right. Nothing open. Has to try and run, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 21-yard line by Billy Akins. As Chapman and Akins exchange pleasantries after the play. And he'll end up picking up 5 on there, about 4 on the play.
Well, fans wanted a hit out of bounds call on Akins on that, but if you're going to throw that flag and not throw that hold on Tanksley, Coach Conley might have blown a circuit.
So it'll be 2nd down and 6 now for Ashland. Late third quarter, wide outs to either side. Soucy left, Pico right. Slavinsky, H-back right, Chapman to throw. Near side, Slavinsky the catch. Hit it and down at the 15-yard line by Billy Akins, and that's going to be another first down for Ashland. Clock will stop with 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. That is just the 7th catch for Logan Slavinsky, a junior out of Clear Fork, and played his high school ball at Bellevue. First down and 10 Eagles. Ball just inside the 15-yard line. They will bring Settlemeyer in motion. Shotgun snap. Chapman takes it straight up the middle, following the blockers, and then hit at the 11. Stays on his feet. Panthers try to strip the ball, and Chapman never went down, and they stop his forward progress just short of the 10-yard line on what will be the final play of the third quarter. So two early scores in the third, one by Ashland's Taylor, and then a 95-yard kick return by Mark Nichols. And we are at 24-12 Panthers after three. Fourth quarter from Ashland coming up after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Good game going on between the hedges. Number 25, Missouri, clinging to a 28-26 lead over number 7, Georgia, with 11-12 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Longhorns are putting a whooping on the Sooners. They lead number 12, Oklahoma, 36-13 with 13-20 to go in the fourth quarter. Now back out to Jack Miller Stadium, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Fourth quarter coming up, and there's still football to go. Panthers lead 24-12, but Ashland right now knocking on the doorstep. As they will have it second down at about 7 from the 11-yard line. Total offense through three quarters is, 300 for Ashland, 248 for ODU. And the time of possession now, it's going to be so lopsided. 31 minutes for Ashland and 14 for ODU.
So Ashland has had the ball 31 minutes. ODU hasn't converted on a third down yet.
Nope.
Ashland hasn't been penalized yet.
Nope.
And we're up 24-12.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Right now.
I'll take it.
Second down play coming up. Football at the 11-yard line. Chapman now as the Eagles go right to left. Will take the snap, gives to Taylor up the middle, runs into the Panthers' Warren Shields, who brings him down at the 9. Gain of 2, third down and 5. We were talking between the breaks. Make them make a play on fourth down here. You'd love to keep them out of the end zone. They're not going to try a field goal, I don't imagine.
No.
That would only make it a 9-point game in the fourth quarter. So this is a big, big third down play right here. And again, what you would assume is four down territory for Ashland here. Backs are in an eye. No wide receivers. Chapman, play action pass. Culbertson's in there. He's got a hold of him, and they sack him back at the 22-yard line. Cody, the missile Culbertson with another sack. And Tanksley finished it off, but then Nico Tanksley, I think, is going to get called for extracurriculars well after the play. Oh, boy, this could be a huge mistake by the Panthers. Tanksley finished off the sack.
I'm guessing some sort of unsportsmanlike.
Yep. And this would take it from the 22. It would be a dead ball and would likely be a first down here for Ashland. The officials are having to talk all of this over. Oh, my goodness. What a huge mistake here against the Panthers. We'll get the official call here on what's going to transpire. And it is an automatic first down, so it'll be first and goal, Ashland, at the 10. Well, now you got to reload defensively here, and Ashland's got four tries to get it in because, you know, with after that sack, they may have tried the field goal just to try and get any kind of points on the board.
And Tanksley's not out there right now.
Oh, no. And may not be for a while.
Nope.
Chapman, drop back, going to look to throw on first down. He's got Susie at the 5, and he's in. Touchdown.
Tanksley's a very lonely man over there on that bench right now, Todd. You can credit him for that touchdown.
Mm. So 1 minute in, and Ashland now trails by a score of 24-18, and they'll just try the extra point this time instead of going for two. Anthony McCarthy out there for the extra point. It is snapped back, the hold down, and the kick is good. 14:01 to play. It is now 24-19 in favor of Ohio Dominican here in the fourth. Sodexo Education, the official dining and facilities partner of Ohio Dominican University, is a proud sponsor of the Black and Gold Club and Panther Athletics. Sodexo is the leading provider of food and facilities management services in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, serving 10 million customers in 6,000 locations every day. Sodexo Education and the Panthers, a winning team. Well, Ashland battling back here on homecoming day, where they have not lost in their last eight tries. 2004 to Mercyhurst, the last time they lost a homecoming game. And the Panthers right now trying to hang on, leading 24-19. I told you that next score makes the game completely different.
Yep.
And instead of going up 31-12, it's now 24-19 with a long ways to go. Well, the last time Ashland kicked to Mark Nichols, he returned it 95 yards for a score. This time with the win, McCarthy high into the air will back Nichols up deep in his own end zone, and he'll keep it right there. I think the Panthers were expecting them to kick it along the ground, and they had a lot of the blockers more towards the front. And so Nichols would have been a dead duck if he'd have come out of the end zone. To the 25 is where the football will go. First down and 10 for Ohio Dominican.
Time to buckle down, Todd. Forget about what just happened. The highest high and lowest low with the sack and then the Tankley unsportsmanlike conduct. Put it behind you and get out here on offense and take care of some business, which they've kind of struggled with here in the second half.
All right. First down and 10. Schoen is in there. Gets the carry. 25 out to the 30. And a good 5.5 yards on first down. For Brandon Schoen, that's what the Panthers have to do. Just kind of flex their muscle here a little bit, get back to their bread and butter, and try and get some first downs here. Brandon Schoen now 10 carries, 36 yards on the day, or bigger part, 38 yards on the day. Second down and 5. And a delay again to Schoen up the middle 30, spun around, and now to the 37. It'll be third and about 2.5. Now for this Panther offense. 24-19 ODU with 13:20 to play third quarter. And a third down coming up. The Panthers are 0-for-5 on third downs today. And what's interesting is Ashland defensively was giving up 55% on third down coming in. Johnson and McLeod near side. Stewart to the left. Miller takes it, looking right, throws for McLeod. He's got it at the 40 and a first down. What a big catch by Ronald McLeod. Quentin Scott with good coverage, and it's out to the 41, 9 yards and a first down for ODU.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better time, Todd, for the first third down conversion of the day. That was a huge play.
So first down. And Schoen in the backfield, they'll flip it near side. McLeod, a lot of purple shirts, and McLeod just tries to get a couple of yards and moves his way out near the 43. And the clock will wind with 12:38 to play here in the game. Mark Miller continues his hot day today, now 15 out of 19 passing. And he's over 200 yards. Miller on second and 8. Delay again to Schoen. Straight up the middle. Hit at the 45 and down at the 46. So three more. And it'll be third down at about 6 now to go for the Panthers on offense. So another big third down play coming up.
Todd, they've been running between the tackles a lot today, and we saw last week they were having more success running it outside the tackles, and this drive here they keep trying to punch it up the gut, but the Ashland defense is sniffing out Brandon Schoen pretty well.
Stewart and Johnson left, McLeod right. Panthers need the Ashland 49 for a first down. Out of the pistol, Miller takes it. Drops back, pressure, rolls right, and just throws it out. Oh, Stewart almost made a catch over on that far side. I think Miller was throwing it away. Stewart almost made a catch. And the Panthers, after getting just one first down, will have to give it back to Ashland. And a lot of momentum right now in purple.
It's about as vocal and energy, high energy that the crowd has had today. Big size crowd for homecoming.
So, Snyder to punt. Ashland's been coming after him a couple of times and been getting in the neighborhood. Mikey back at his own 30. Line of scrimmage is the 45. And Snyder gets it away. A little bit shorter kick. It will bounce at the 30. It's to the 25. Take a good Panther roll inside the 20. And will be down at around the 18-yard line. 37-yard punt, no return. And Ashland will take over possession with 11:32 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing 24-19. Well, a Panther defense, Matt, that has been on the field for an eternity today, has now got a again, dig down deep, and they got to come up with a play here.
Yeah, and we need anybody to step up here. Again, it's Cody Culbertson, I think, and he's kind of been the anchor on defense. Guys got to get behind him, and he's led by example, and get another stop here.
First down play could be big.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get him into another third and long. Chapman, fake pump, will throw over the middle, and it's through the hands of Susie and incomplete, and it hung in the air a little longer. Brad McCurdy might have had a chance at it.
Mm-hmm.
Second down and 10 now for the Eagles. Ashland has not turned the ball over today. Panthers have 12 takeaways and are a plus 6 in the plus minus. In fact, this has been a turnover free game today.
Yeah, it would be nice to get one of those right now.
Second down and 10 back at the 18-yard line. Susie and Pike go to the near side. Handoff will be to Taylor. Met, hit a hole, and Justin Bell brings him down at the 23. Gain of 5. So it'll be third down and 5. Boy, that was a great run by Taylor to get those 5 yards.
Yeah, good second effort. Kind of bounced off the tackle and was able to slip right through and get some extra yards. Put him in third and 4-ish, 5-ish situation. And big down here for the Ohio Dominican defense. Try to get a stop here. I would imagine Ashland being this deep in their own territory that they wouldn't go for it on fourth down.
They need the 28 for a first down. Chapman out of the shotgun with three receivers to his left. Takes the snap. Drops back. Panthers are coming. Culbertson hits him. He shakes out of it. Throws near side. Slavinsky to catch him. Will have the first down at the 32-yard line. Oh, boy. Cody dove at his legs. Chapman was able to shake him free and strong-arm the ball to Slavinsky to move the chain.
That almost was a huge play for the Panthers there on defense. Unfortunately, Chapman and his slipperiness, we'll call it, was able to shake Culbertson and find the open receiver and get the first down.
So to the 31. Didn't get it by much, but got it by enough. And the Eagles trailing 24-19 with 10:20 to play in the game have a new set of downs. And a high snap. Chapman throws near side. Caught out here and down immediately. Whoa. Justin Bell with a great tackle on Vance Settlemyer for a gain of about a yard and a half. Boy, Settlemyer cut back and Justin Bell was waiting for him.
Threw a shoulder right at him and he went right down to the ground.
So a short game. It'll be second down and 8. Again, we're talking first and second down. So big.
Mm-hmm.
Force them into a throwing situation. Taylor will line up to the right of Chapman here. Susie and Pike are to the right for the ball on the near side hash mark. Second down and 8 for the Eagles. And another high snap. They hand it off to Taylor. Coming back near side, Jordan Murph hits him. Finished off by Sawicki and Martavius Lewis. Gain maybe a yard. Third and 7 now coming up for Ashland.
Yeah, nice job by Murph on that, sniffing that out. They were kind of faking it to the right, and they had ran the delay out to the left, and he came around the edge from his right defensive end position and was able to get the stop. Third and long. They weren't able to stop him last time. They really need to stop him this time.
Ashland needs the 41 this time for a first down. Third down and 9, actually, as they spotted the football back to the 32. Now they look to the sidelines to get the play. Play clock at 4, at 3, at 2, at 1, and Ashland calls timeout. We'll pause as well with 8:55 to play in the game. Ashland trailing ODU 24-19. Back after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Hillsdale with another touchdown. Alex Koski with his second rushing touchdown of the day as Hillsdale leads Wayne State 28-16 with 14:02 left in the fourth quarter. Back out to Jack Miller Stadium, Todd Bell and Matt Metalli.
All right, big third down play coming up now for Ashland. 8:55 to play in the fourth quarter. ODU leads 24-19. We assumed that this was going to be a game that would come down to the end, and it certainly has the looks of it right now. Chapman with the ball on the near side hash mark has Taylor to his left. Two receivers near side, two to the right. They need the 41 for a first down. Trayvon Chapman takes the snap. He will give to Taylor, searching for room to the right, and he's out near the 38, but short of the first down by about 3 yards. Decision time for Ashland now. Back in their own territory, they showed some confidence in going for it in the first quarter. Would they go for it here? And again, we'll talk about what they do. TK Rock, their punter, is also one of their backup quarterbacks. He will come up and line up as the quarterback. It'll be fourth and three. Anthony Taylor to his right. Two receivers right, one to the near side. Rock now will look to the sidelines to see if the defense and how they're aligned to stop the potential play they have called. Rock now, everybody lines back up. He'll take a couple of steps back. Ohio Dominican wants to make sure they don't mess this up. We'll call timeout.
Yeah.
Well, just a lot going on right there, and I'm sure this was something they were prepared for. They appeared to be in the first quarter when it happened, but this is a huge moment in this game.
Yeah, a huge play on fourth down, and, you know, even before that on third down, there was a little bit of confusion on Ashland's offensive side, had to call the timeout. That leaves them with only one timeout. ODU was showing blitz on that. Came out of the timeout, showed blitz again, and did blitz, had the corner blitz, and was able to stop the run to bring it here to this fourth down. And, you know, we saw the inability on the last series for Ohio Dominican to get the stop on third and long, and now we're at fourth and short. And, you know, this is something that Ashland does quite a bit with their backup quarterback slash punter, and this is a huge play in the game. If they do punt it away, Ohio Dominican has a good chance to get some good field position and try to get some points on the board here late in the fourth quarter.
Well, Ashland now has shifted gears and will send the straight punting unit out onto the field. Panthers are certainly not convinced. They don't have anybody back to receive. Justin Bell now will drift back, and they will snap it back. Rock will kick it away, and boy, a booming kick that'll drive Bell back at his own 15. He'll try and move forward and tackled right away at the 17-yard line. Good special teams play by Settlemeyer to get downfield. Well, Matt, the Panthers get the football back. I go back to 2 years ago on this field when Ashland, in the next to the last week of the season, needed wins against GLIAC newcomers, ODU, and Lake Erie. And get those two wins, they'd have been in the playoffs. The Panthers orchestrated, I don't know, about a 700-play, 90-minute drive, ran out the clock in the season, essentially, on Ashland. Well, Here they go again, 8:07 to play in the fourth quarter, and a chance to grind this baby out. Turn and give Mark Nichols on first down from the 17. Gets to the corner and ridden out of bounds. A short gain on first down for Mark Nichols.
A little concerning here, Todd. The offense has been kind of anemic here in the second half. Really haven't had much going in the run or the pass. We know that we are able to run the ball with Nichols and Schoen, and that's what we need to do. Just pound it out, get some first downs, and keep that clock running.
Second down and nine. Miller will roll out, looking downfield to throw for Ronald McLeod, and he hung on to it at the 35-yard line in between two defenders. What a catch by Ronald McLeod! And Miller couldn't have put it anywhere else but right there.
And that's the third time we've seen Miller just pinpoint a throw today. We had two big plays in the first half for big gains, and that was huge.
Right back to the line at the 35. Throw left side. Abe Johnson's got the catch to the outside 40 and stumbles down at the 41-yard line. Gain of 6 for Abe Johnson on what might be his first catch of the day.
I believe it is.
He was shut out last week at Walsh, and it is. So Abe Johnson with his first catch in almost 8 quarters for ODU, and it picks up 6 big yards.
Saving him for the secret weapon in the fourth quarter or something.
Mark Nichols remains in the backfield. Will get the carry on second down. Good push left side. Turns up field to the 42 and ridden out of bounds at the 43. Boy, it looked like a lot of room out there for Nichols, and it disappeared quickly. And it'll be third and two now for Ohio Dominican.
the right side of that Ashland defense was able to stretch it to the sideline and kind of just cut Nichols off and stop him out there just short of the first down.
Panthers need a first down here. They need the 45. Ashland's got 9-10 guys in the box. It's Nichols up the middle. He's not going to get there. There's also a penalty marker down on the far sideline. Ashland lined up offside. The first penalty of the game against Ashland is going to give Ohio Dominican a first down after they didn't garner it on the run by Nichols.
That's huge, Todd. And
wow.
As we saw back here on Ashland's last scoring drive, a penalty was a game changer. This could be one in the other direction for the Panthers.
Well, saw that flag come down, and I immediately saw Zach Bruni, Panthers quarterback coach, who signals into plays. You can't miss him with the yellow and red wristbands over there, was immediately signaling first down that the penalty was going against Ashland. First down and 10 here now for ODU at the 47-yard line. Nichols stretching right, 50 to the 45. Ball came out. He was down. The official signaling he was down.
Woo!
Wow. Exhale.
Oh, my goodness.
Exhale. First of all, Ashland wanted a hold. Then they wanted a fumble. But clearly, Mark Nichols had hit the ground when the ball popped out. And I was just looking for any official pointing to the carpet. He picked up six on the play.
Yeah. Got the Boo Birds out here.
Second down and 4. Brandon Schoen will replace Mark Nichols now in the backfield. And Brandon gets the carry. He's going to try and bounce to the outside. They've got him strung out, and he's going to lose yardage. Lost a yard. Quinton Scott came up and made the tackle for Ashland. It'll be third and about 5 now for ODU. Back at the 48. Clock winding, 5:40 to go in the game.
A nice block by Nate Weeks out there. Unfortunately, the secondary and linebacking core for Ashland was able to stretch out to the sideline. And again, we just saw it a little bit ago with Mark Nichols to cut it off and prevent them from getting any positive yardage.
Williams left, Johnson and McLeod right. Panthers need the 42 for a first. Miller on third down and 5 takes the snap. Pressure steps up, goes down at the 50-yard line. Couldn't find anybody open. Ashland did a good job of getting pressure that time on Mark Miller. It was Terrion Saunders, a junior from Alliance, that made the sack, and the Panthers moved the football from the 16 out to the 50. And now is going to put the onus of the game back on the defense. Clock winding, 4:45 to go in the game. ODU leading by a precarious 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Hayes will snap it right at midfield. They've got two back to receive inside the 10. Snyder gets away a beautiful spiraling kick. And it'll be caught and hit immediately at the 11-yard line. Colton Skinner again down on special teams, tackling Mike Taylor in a big play. And Ashland will take over, first down and 10, 4:28 to go, and they'll put the football on the 12-yard line.
Todd, we were talking about all game with the time of possession here for Ashland. Ashland definitely holds a huge advantage. Unfortunately for them, they don't have too much clock to work with any of those long drives, so I would imagine that we're going to see some aerial attack here.
So from the 12, first down for Ashland, and they will give to Anthony Taylor, runs into the line, and the Panthers' Brad McCurdy makes the hit at the 10-yard line. Sydney Omame stood him up. McCurdy finished him off.
Huge play on first down. We kind of figured they'd go to the air here, but deep, pinned deep down in their own territory, try to run the ball and get a little bit of room, and McCurdy was able to come in and step up and mop-up duty, drop him for a short loss.
We talked about first and second down on the last possession. That's a big loss on first down right there. Second down and 11 now. Chapman's going to work in under center. Backs are going to be in an eye. Wide outs to either side. Toss sweep right for Anthony Taylor. Turns upfield 10 to the 15-20. Got to the sideline. And Justin Bell will knock him out of bounds at the 39. But there's a penalty marker down all the way back at the 20. And the Panther sideline is applauding. Oh, if you thought you heard boos last time.
Yep.
If this is a hold against Ashland, this place may come down. Great crowd on homecoming day here at Jack Miller Stadium that holds just under 6,000, and our official says, holding on the offense. Boy, they haven't run toss sweep very often, and that was effective that time. Fans a little less angry than I thought.
Well, they didn't want to bring the place down.
I guess.
This place is so nice.
Yes, it is. Outside of the mammoth size of Grand Valley, this is the crown jewel of the GLIAC when it comes to football facilities. No question about it. Big penalty brings the ball back to the 10, maybe just inside the 10. Second down and 12 now. They go back to an eye. They hand to Taylor, and he's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 6-yard line. What a day by this Panther defense. Sidney Omame in there to make the stop for ODU. And it's back to the 7, and it's now 3rd and 16 for Ashland. Clock down to 3:18 and rolling.
They've got one more play, Todd. They can't let up here. They haven't let up all day, but we've seen Ashland have some success on third down today and back in their own territory and maybe get a turnover or safety here.
You know, the Panthers are going to be coming to Chapman, who's got a throw now. They need the 17 for a first down. Chapman with three receivers to his left and one to the right. And now Chapman will take it, drops back into his own end zone, steps up as he's pressured. They hit him once and twice and bring him down at the 6-yard line. Shields hit him right around the 1. Then he wails the fight forward, and Omame and maybe Sawicki were in there on the tackle. Omame slow in getting up. As the punting unit for Ashland will come onto the field. And that first down play was the biggest one, with Omame standing up Taylor and McCurdy making the tackle for loss on first down.
Set the tone for the entire series on defense. Looks like Omame's up and kind of jogging off the field. That's good to see. I don't know if we can afford to lose another defensive lineman, but we've seen today a little shaky in the beginning, but they've really stepped up and buckled down. And really, I mean, that was a huge concern with Taylor and his 311 yards last week and four touchdowns, getting conference player of the week. That was going to be our key matchup. And so far they've done well at containing him, kept him, just about 100 yards so far. And now we've got a great field position here on fourth down.
Well, Ashland brought their offense back onto the field.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a delay with the training staff coming out to Omame. A timeout now has been called by ODU.
Yeah, that might have been a ploy for
Well, the fact of the matter is, 2:33 to go. Ashland only has one timeout left.
Mm-hmm.
So if they punt the football away, one first down and the game is over.
Yeah.
So they're looking at it one of two ways. We can punt it away and maybe not get it back. Or we can go for it here on 4th and 15. And, you know, if we get it, we get it. If not, we weren't going to get it back anyways, probably.
Right.
So, we'll see how this turns out. The other option here, what's the score, 24-19? The other option here, Matt, would be to take a safety. First of all, 7.
About the, 6 or 7
You could take
yards.
A safety.
Yeah.
Make it a 7-point game.
Play the field position.
And play a little bit of field. You'd gain 13 yards in field position.
Yeah.
You're still kicking it. And plus, you could try an onside kick, too.
That's true.
On the free kick. So there, you've got lots of options here.
Points have been hard to come by for them, though. I don't know.
The offense is coming back out.
Yeah.
Like I say, either way, it keeps them in the game.
Yeah.
Being a 7-point game, where it's 5 right now. Not sure why Omame can't come back into the game. They had used the timeout, so I would assume he would have been able to come back in. But now defensive coordinator Kelly Cummings wants an explanation. Hey, we called timeout. Why can't our injured player come back into the game?
Yeah, this is... He's talking to the head official now about it. They're letting him come back in. Is that him?
Well,
yep.
Well, he came in. I don't know if they're letting him come back in. They're over-explaining it now to Coach Cummings. And they're not going to let him stay in. So Anthony Small will come back in there. And that's a big difference when they could have had Omame out there. All right, fourth down. Fourth and 16. They have to get to the 22 for a first down if they do go for it here. Trayvon Chapman in there, quarterback, with three receivers to the right. He takes it, drops back. He's going to throw over to the right side, and it's incomplete and almost intercepted by Daquan Harris. It would have been a first down had Pico hung on to the football. The throw was just off the mark, and Pico could only get a hand on it. They will turn it over on downs at the 7-yard line. Ashland rolls the dice. They come up snake eyes, and the Panthers will have it at the 7 with 2:28 to go in the game.
Right off Pico's fingertips, and, you know, it was right there. I believe it was Daquan Harris in and out. We saw last week, though, Billy Akins had an interception down on the goal line. Would have served him better to bat it down. That was actually a good non-interception there because we get the ball back on the 6-yard line instead of out here at about the 35.
So it'll be first down and goal to go now for the Ohio Dominican offense as they start to file out on homecoming day here at Jack Miller Stadium. Brandon Schoen in the backfield here on first down and goal. Gets the carry up the middle to the 5, and he'll be stopped right there after a gain of 1. Again, Ashland with only one timeout to be able to stop the clock. Well, 2 years ago, it was Ohio Dominican snapping a long consecutive win streak by the Hillsdale Chargers on homecoming day. That one took a dramatic come from behind, furious come from behind in the last minutes of the game to win there. Today, the Panthers hanging on for dear life. Clock down to 1:50 and counting now. Miller will line up in the pistol formation with Brandon Schoen to his right. Turns and gives to Brandon, upfield to the 5, and just securing the football. And it'll be third down and goal, and Ashland will burn a timeout now. The Panthers coming in 5-0, 4-0 in the GLIAC. Ashland 2-3, 2-2 in the GLIAC. If Finley hangs on to defeat Tiffin today, they would move to 2-2 in GLIAC play. That would be 4-2 overall. Panthers coming in ranked 20th in the country in the coaches' poll, 18th in the country in the D2Football.com poll, and the longest win streak in the country at 10. And right now, trying to finish this off. This is not over yet. Right now, Ashland trying to hold Ohio Dominican to a field goal, which would make it an 8-point lead and still give Ashland hope. They just used their last timeout with 1:40 to go in the game, and so they cannot stop the clock anymore. And we'll come out here on third down and goal from the 5. Football to the right and to the near hash mark. Stewart and Johnson are left. McLeod is to the right. Weeks is an H-back right. Out of the pistol, Michael Kelke in there at center to snap it. Shown behind Miller, who's going to look to throw to the corner of the end zone. McLeod's got it. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican. Ronald McLeod was able to just peel off of the defender and make the touchdown catch. Third touchdown pass of the day for Mark Miller. Second of the day for Ronald McLeod. And that will put it away for ODU. He just took the snap and flicked it out to the right sideline, and McLeod was able to just get enough separation and make the touchdown catch. And now the extra point is up, and it is good. 1:36 to play in the game, and it is now 31-19, Ohio Dominican. Well, you cannot say enough about what this defense has done here today. You are facing one of the best running teams in the conference. Came in averaging 236 yards a game on the ground. And today, the Panthers holding Ashland to 177 yards on the ground. And it appears they're going to win this football game. They are going to hold Ashland today to just 3.4 yards a carry. They came in averaging 5.6 yards per carry. And a great Ohio Dominican following today to willing to stand behind the Panther bench on the far sideline is going to have a lot to celebrate on a great fall Saturday here in Ashland. It's a three-play drive, 6 yards, the 5-yard touchdown pass, Miller to McLeod, and ODU now leads 31-19. They'll kick it along the ground. It'll take a big bounce and be fielded and out to the 35, into the 40, and ridden out of bounds. Well, that should have been a face mask on the return man, which was Brandon Jenfies. Had a hold of Daytuan Harris's face mask that whole time. But either way, 1:31 to go in the game. And Ohio Dominican with the lead of 31-19. And Ashland will have the football and Trayvon Chapman out there at quarterback. Chapman will have Taylor to his right, two receivers right. Chapman will roll that direction. Now looking back left, Sidney Omame can't make the sack. Now Chapman running for his life will just throw it out of bounds as Jordan Murph was right there to almost put the finishing touches on it. So it'll be second down. 10 yards to go. Clock stopped with 1:22 to go. Two receivers out to the right, two over here to the near side. Now Chapman takes the snap. Panthers rushing for it. Murph gets in there. Can't quite make the sack. Throw again out of bounds by Chapman. Boy, and the pressure today that Ohio Dominican is getting on Trayvon Chapman has also been very impressive. It'll be third down and 10 now with 1:17 to go. Mason Sawicki will check out of the Panther lineup. They throw in another defensive back, and ODU is only going to rush three here on this third down and 10 play. They need to get into Panther territory here to move the sticks. Chapman takes the snap, steps to his left, looking downfield, overthrows his man, and it's incomplete. And Justin Bell almost had an interception, and it'll be fourth down and 10 for Ashland.
It'll be fourth down and 10.
1:11 to play. Football at the 43-yard line. And they need the 47 for a first. Chapman with two receivers right, one to the near side, drops back the pass, steps up. Now's going to try and run for it. 45, 50. He's held short as Clegg and Akins will knock him out of bounds. And the Eagles will turn it over on downs. And Ohio Dominican will get the football with just 63 seconds to play. Unbelievable effort today by this Panther defense. So, ODU will have it. They'll go to 6-0. And now they've got to get well in a hurry in a physical game here today and get ready for Findlay in 5 days, Thursday night at Panther Field. Miller takes the snap out of the victory formation, and they'll have to do that one more time. And Matt, a very happy sidelines down there across the way for ODU.
Yeah, Todd, down here on the sideline about the 25-yard line, a lot of smiles, a lot of high fives, a lot of hands up in the air. Very happy team down here, hard-fought game. You know, lost three games last year, Hillsdale, Grand Valley, and Ashland, and we had this one circled on the calendar this year and came out and finished the job.
Last snap taken by Miller. The clock will wind down. The handshakes have begun. And the Ohio Dominican Panthers are victorious today by the final score of 31-19 over the Ashland Eagles. Coming up, post-game comments. We'll hear from head coach Bill Conley, all the final stats. And now we go back to the studios and Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. Wow, what an inspiring performance by the Panthers today as they defeat Ashland by a final score of 31-19. We'll be back with more on the Panthers post-game show after this commercial break. You have been listening to Ohio Dominican Panthers football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine. As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Panthers post-game show. A great day to be a Panther. As Ohio Dominican defeats Ashland today by a final score of 31-19. We're now heading back out to Jack Miller Stadium to get the post-game wrap-up underway. Let's now rejoin Todd Bell. And Todd, these rivalry games, they are always tough to win. It was a battle out there on the gridiron, but in the end, ODU found another way to win.
Yeah, they certainly did, and I'll tell you, we talked about it kind of coming into this game here today, the importance of maybe trying to get a score from some unusual way again. They have had special team scores throughout the year, a defensive score or safety, and today a kick return of 95 yards in the third quarter by Mark Nichols might have ended up being a portion of the difference of today's game, as Ohio Dominican defeats Ashland by the final score of 31-19 to even up this series now at two games of peace. And ironically now, the home team in this series is 0-4. That makes zero sense. But Ohio Dominican has had a lot of success on this field, coming here 2 years ago and virtually knocking Ashland out of the playoffs with a next-to-the-last-week victory. And then here today, they get a homecoming victory on homecoming day for Ashland as they get the win. We're standing by for head coach Bill Connolly as Matt is waiting for him to finish talking with the troops, and we'll get his thoughts on today. So we'll start with some of the statistics today. We'll start offensively for the Panthers. How about they ran 94 plays last week at Walsh, only 51 plays today for 300 yards. The ground game, it's the worst day since week one against Georgetown, but not a big surprise. 27 rushes, 69 yards. Brandon Schoen with 15 carries for 41 yards today. Mark Nichols, 9 carries for 33 yards on the day. But it was the passing attack of Mark Miller. Another brilliant day for him. 18 of 23 passing for 231 yards, no interceptions, and three touchdowns on the day. And Miller had a long of 64 today. And boy, of those five incompletions, about three of those, if not more, were throwaways. Receiving, how about Ronald McCloud? 10 catches last week, 9 more today for 126 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dez Stewart had 3 catches for 67 yards. Casey Williams, 2 for 26. Mark Nichols, 2 for 25. Panthers today, 51 plays, 300 yards. For Ashland, 81 plays, 329 yards of total offense. On the ground, 53 rushes for 184 yards. Anthony Taylor, 38 carries today for 181 yards and a touchdown of 46 yards today. Through the air, Trayvon Chapman was 16 out of 28 for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns on the day. And the 81 plays, 329 yards for this Ashland offense. Let's head down to the field. Matt Natale has grabbed head coach Bill Conley. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach Conley, 3 losses last year, Hillsdale, Grand Valley, Ashland. You got the 3rd one off the list this year. Tell me what this means.
To come up here in this program, in this facility, and play like this is special.
It's a big one for you today, Coach.
These guys find a way. My God, they find a way. You know what they do so great? They feed off each other. You know, if the defense isn't playing great, the offense will score some points. The offense isn't doing much, the defense will come back and play great. And how about those special teams? I mean, our special teams are amazing. Another kickoff return. I can't say we're playing so well together as a football team. And we just know one thing for sure, and we got to keep it going. And in this game, you're always good as your last win. We got a huge one. Another heavyweight fight. We've had a bunch of heavyweight fights this week, and we got to do it one more time on Thursday.
Talk about the total team effort in a little more detail. I mean, you're getting it from every side of the ball. Maybe a little less last week. You kind of had to grind it out in a couple different ways, but you see that as being the big difference from last season to this season?
I think the big thing is we know what we have to do when we have to do it, and great teams feed off each other, and that's what the team's been able to do. And it's against a good football team. I mean, Ashland, of course, made the playoffs last year, and they won their last two games, and they've got a couple really good skilled athletes, and so hats off to them. But, I mean, our guys just find a way of playing together. They're unselfish, and they get it done.
Congratulations, Coach. Congrats on such a good win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Bill Conley, I think Matt's going to try and grab a player or two down there before we wrap things up. And, in fact, he's got Mark Miller standing by. 18 out of 23, 231 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. And Matt really set the tone throwing the football today.
Mark, talk about your performance today. You did a great job. 3 huge passes. You had the 2 in the first half way down the field for big gains. You had one here in the fourth quarter on, I think it was a 3rd down pinpoint shot. Talk about getting that win and being able to just kind of step up today, getting on the road, beating Ashland. They beat us last year. How important was it?
Definitely, first of all, give credit to the defense, man. They played lights out for us. They bailed us out when we needed them to. We started out real strong in the first half, slumped a little bit in the second half. They picked us up every freaking drive. It was awesome.
And we heard Coach Conley here in the huddle. The special forces, they've come through so big this year. Punt returns, kick returns, getting you guys in great field position. Again, that played a role today.
Special teams have been great, like you said. It's been great all year. We've had, you know, 3 or 4 touchdowns, you know, punt return, kick return. Anytime we need them to step up, they do, and it's been huge for our offense and our defense.
And the two-headed monster there helping you out there in the backfield with Brandon and Mark Nichols come through again big today.
Brandon and Mark are awesome, but it definitely starts with the 5 hogs up front. You know, those 5 offensive linemen, we can't go anywhere without them. So I give hats off to them, hats off to everybody around me.
Congrats on the win today, Mark.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. And thanks for Mark and his time and Coach Conley as the Panthers win today 31-19.